Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Spring is around the corner. Supposedly, that's what the groundhog said the other week. And the 42nd annual Connecticut Flower and Garden Show bring a little spring to this winter. I don't know what we have going on, but joining me today is a great friend, Christy Gonzalez, the producer of the 42nd. She hasn't been there since day one. She started when she was little, but she's been there. It's Christy Gonzalez. Christy, thank you for joining me today.
And thank you for having me. We are looking forward to spring in February.
So that's the thing. We're bringing spring indoors to the convention center February 22nd through the 25th. So you got a couple weeks on your calendar. People, grab the calendar, write it down, you know, highlight the February 22nd through the 25th. Get a little spring fever, if you will, the Connecticut Flower Show. So this is the 42nd year. You know, we're going to get into some of the things and all the things you have going on, the seminars, the exhibits, all the fun stuff. But 42 years, I feel there's been a lot of change and evolution in flowering and gardening, if you will.
Yes, we are moving forward towards relaxation in your garden, native plants, so many things that you can see and do at the show. Tulips, perennial gardens, houseplants, garden color, water gardening. One of the things this year, I'm very, very happy that the Future Farmers of America, with all the kids, the art of giving flowers.
I like they that.
They will be presenting. We just have a ton of stuff. And all of the exhibitors work so hard to force all of their plants to be present and to create the spring in February. It's fantastic.
I've never thought of that. Like, a lot of these plants, this is not their time to be doing what they're doing, but yet you guys make them do what they're doing.
They start their plants probably November, December, they put them into dormancy, and then they heat up their greenhouses and force them. You know, if you're a gardener, you know what, forcing your plants to flower and be present and create spring in February. I mean, it's amazing when you walk into the show, the smell, the sound, the scent of just the mulch, the sod, everything.
And
it's amazing.
That's the thing. I mean, you guys convert almost 2 acres of the convention center into a springtime bonanza. Take us through the mind of Christy Gonzalez, like, rolling right now. The flower and garden show's coming up. Like, the litany of things you must need to get done to get these exhibitors, get their exhibits, because, like I said, it's not just kind of, you know, opening a trailer and being like, here's our stuff. There's hours of labor that these young gentlemen and women of gardening ages all over the place do to get the convention center ready for spring, if you will.
Correct. So all of my exhibitors have their greenhouses going. They're forcing their plants. They're cultivating all of these items. We have 300 cubic yards of mulch that are delivered. I have 3,000 square feet of sod that we water every day and tend to get down to the convention center to make this a spectacular event and an experience for all of these folks to enjoy. And they're all small local businesses.
And that's the thing. Those businesses, a lot of them have been doing this from day one with you and your family. It's the 42nd year, but every year there's always something new. Everyone's bringing something new to the table. Like I said, the seminars, there's all the booths. It's got to be, I don't want to say refreshing, but the day those doors open to see everything culminate into that one long weekend has got to be pretty fulfilling for you and the exhibitors.
It is. It's we have so many long, like Balick's Garden Center. They've been there 42 years. Len Giddicks, he's been there forever. Aquascapes out of Portland. So it's not just Hartford. We are at the convention center, but it's statewide. Nature Works out of Northfield. Folks out of Litchfield, folks out of the Netherlands, as we spoke about earlier, they're coming in with their bulbs. There's just so many people. Sylvia Nichols this year, she's out of Cheshire. She just released a book on floral arranging. There's just so many folks that support the event.
I think, and one of the things is like Connecticut, where we're a tiny state geographically, sizing wise, but geographically, we have so many different zones in this tiny little state. Like if you have, we'll say, like I live in Bristol, I camp in East Hampton. I can put a shovel in my ground here. I can't put a shovel in the ground in my campground. So to go to something like this and talk to these exhibitors, be like, listen, here's what I'm working with. Here's what I'm looking to achieve. Can we make that happen? And if not, what can we do to make something happen in the idea of what I'm looking to make happen?
And you'll find it all at the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, February 22nd through the 25th, because there are so many experts there that it's, I look at the lineup, I look at just the enthusiasm and the experience that the exhibitors bring to the event. It's amazing to me. And one of the things this year too is there's so many VOAG kids that are participating, the Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut, who have thousands and thousands of members with horticulture and designs and photography displays. It's off the chart. I mean, everybody does really a nice job.
And I think it's one of the things, the theme this year, busting into spring. Gardening reduces stress, elevates your mood, helps with socialization and self-esteem, and provides a little bit of exercise. So you get a little bit of all the goodness. But just being outdoors, I think, looking back a few years, COVID, that word everyone hates to say. But I think if it did anything, in my mind, the silver lining it provided to a lot of things is people got outdoors again. People found things they enjoy. And I think gardening and just yard work wasn't work anymore, because people understood having that connection to the soil and the plants, whether you were like, hey, we're all home, let's try throwing some tomatoes in a corner somewhere, or maybe doing some gardening together as a family. It opened up a lot of experiences that families, unfortunately, have lost. So to bring those seminars and that experience of all your exhibitors to one location provides families that one-stop shop, if you will, to get some more information, get a little bit more enthusiasm as they bust the doors down coming this spring.
Absolutely, because everyone's on a device. So if you lose your device and you just head outside and think about Diane St. John, creative, thriving monarch butterfly habitat at home. How to kill a houseplant, because it could be also not just outside, but inside. Lawn secrets, water gardening, the art of giving flowers, creating your pots with pizzazz. So if you have a condo or an apartment, you can create a pot with pizzazz and you can attend a seminar about that. It's truly an event that is for everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. It's a 4-day event. So you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ctflowershow.com. Discounted online tickets, so get there. You know, you got your adult seniors on sale now at ctflowershow.com. There's admission at the door, parking, easy parking, got the convention center parking garage, other parkings in the area on Capitol Ave, Hudson Street, all the it's the convention center is nice. I like going there for shows like this because you don't have, you can just kind of park and just go in. You can't, you don't have to be, oh, the weather's blah blah blah. You're parking in a garage. If it's nice, visit Hartford, go to Front Street, get a little something to eat afterwards, you know, getting into the city to go to something like the Connecticut Flower Show. And heck, if you're there Thursday morning, you know, bright and early, I know the doors aren't open yet, but when you get there at 10, our sister station, RCH, Mike and Mary will be broadcasting there Friday, 5:30 to 9. So if you see them roaming around and Mike's looking at flowers aimlessly, tell them WTIC said hi. And if you see Len Giddix, you can heckle him. He's got this whole tulip thing going on right now. The man is like tiptoeing through the tulips for the past 2 years. That's a lot of tease, but I got through it. And Len's a great guy. All the people you have there are just amazing. And I think that's one thing, and I can, you know, feel it coming through. And you, the pride that you and the speakers and these exhibitors bring to the table and bring to the outdoors for people to come and ask questions. Like, they want to talk to people. You want to talk to people, get the word out about the flower show and just get people outdoors again and enjoying and better yet relaxing out in the outdoors in their flowers and gardens.
And there are, the Connecticut Convention Center has seating areas, food, beverages. You can just hang out, enjoy the day, relax. And when you're in the facility, you just smell spring. You see spring. You hear spring. Mm-hmm. And it's now is the time to plant your seeds. And it's amazing on what my exhibitors bring to the table. I walk in every day and it's like, wow, you can hear it.
So if you haven't, if you have those little seasonal allergies, maybe take a little Claritin and Zyrtec and head over to the convention center, February 22nd through the 25th, ctflowershow.com for all your information. Christy Gonzalez, producer of the 42nd Annual Connecticut Flower and Garden Show. Christy, thank you for joining me this morning. We'll see you out there at the flower show. And I don't know, what do you say in the gardening world? Dig a hole? I don't know. What do we say?
Spring in February, that's what I say.
There you go. Well, spring in February, it's the convention
spring in
center.
February. Yes, and thank you so much for having me on this morning. And it's an experience that people will enjoy if they've never been there. And you look at the landscape of the community, it's for women, men, children, everybody. If you walk in and you just see spring in February, and they will all enjoy it.
That's it. Gardening and the outdoors have no bias for age or anything else like that. We're all kids at heart, tiptoeing through the tulips, if you will. So, Christy,
I love that.
Have a great day, and we'll have an awesome time at the flower show, and we'll see you there, because it's things like this going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.